You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. President Biden sets a new vaccination goal, Europe curbs its vaccine exports, and experts caution against a hasty return to normal. Here's what you should know. This past Thursday, less than a week after the U.S. doled out its 100 millionth vaccine, the president announced that his administration has a new goal, administering 200 million shots by his 100th day in office, April 30th. If the country maintains its current average vaccination rate, we'll hit that goal ahead of schedule. Morgan Stanley has estimated that 3/4 of Americans over 12 should be vaccinated by the middle of the summer. The European Commission laid out a plan to curb vaccine exports for 6 weeks last Wednesday as rollout in the region continues to stall. The Commission said it will take reciprocity, a country's epidemiological situation, and its vaccination rate into account when making decisions about exports. Beyond supply issues, bureaucratic inaction and other logistical problems have slowed vaccination in Europe as well. Countries including Italy and France have implemented partial lockdowns. Experts have said that Americans should heed the surge in Europe as a reminder to stay vigilant. And as vaccinations continue, there has been more and more talk of the end of the pandemic and a return to normal in the U.S. But after a year of living in lockdown and constant fear, readjusting won't happen overnight, even when it does seem definitively safe. And at the moment, experts say it would be a mistake to move too quickly toward a full reopening. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said she's concerned eased restrictions and a recent uptick in spring break travel could spell trouble, pointing to last week's rise in average new cases nationwide and a slight increase in hospitalizations. The end may be closer, but it's not here yet. Americans still need to be cautious when calculating risk. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.